Oh, why bless the people of Israel? I want to talk about that today. Why? You know, we've been singing songs, we've been watching some videos, we sang the national anthem, but why bless the people of Israel? You know, the Jewish people are called the apple of God's eye in Zechariah 2:8. The Lord uses this term of endearment for no other nation on all the earth. Israel is a land which God says uniquely, prophetically, redemptively, and repeatedly in the Bible. He says, "This is mine. Israel is mine." God refers to Israel as he does no other land upon all the earth. Thank you, Lord. Without any doubt, Israel was raised up to be a light to all the nations of the earth. Without a doubt, the Lord has never abandoned His original covenant people, and He continues to have a plan and a purpose for the nation of Israel. And we as God's people, as Bob was singing earlier, we need to stand with Israel. We need to show Israel that we have not abandoned her. We need to proclaim boldly these words from Isaiah 62 verse 1, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a blazing torch. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest and give Him no rest till He establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of all the earth." Thank you, Lord. You know, in the Brit Chadashah, in the New Covenant of Scripture, the New Covenant is only described one place in all of God's Word. And that's in the Tanakh, in Jeremiah 31, starting at verse 31. But notice the outstanding promise made to Israel immediately following this proclamation. We read in Jeremiah 31, starting at verse 35, "This is what the Lord says, He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moons and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea that so its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is His name. Only if all these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me." And this is what the Lord says. What's too loud? My voice? Cover your ear. Because I'm preaching it, sister. Thank you, Lord. "Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me." This is what the Lord says. "Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord." Now I want to give you here a list of 7 reasons why the genuine believer in the Messiah Yeshua should love and support the physical descendants of Abraham, the Jewish people, and the nation of Israel. So get ready for 7 reasons. Number one, and maybe it sounds selfish, but it's for self-interest. You know, the Lord spoke to Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 3, that "I will bless those who bless you, and then whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." You know, this same statement is made concerning Abraham's descendants. We see in other scriptures. And this is a mysterious fact of scripture that we must accept by faith. Blessing Abraham and blessing his descendants honors the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moreover, we are commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Psalm 122. And are told that we shall prosper if we do so. This is what God wants us to do. Number two, the nature of this Abrahamic covenant. The covenant given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is an everlasting covenant. It's a Brit Olam that is unconditional in nature. It is not, as supposed by some, conditioned upon obedience to the terms of the covenant that were given at Sinai. Since the covenant that was given to Abraham preceded the covenant on Sinai by 400 years. Moreover, the covenant made with Abraham was in response to his faith and initiated solely by the grace of God. This idea is supported in Romans 4 in the Brit Chadashah as well. And number 3, again, these are the 7 reasons why genuine believers in the Messiah Yeshua should love and support Israel and the Jewish people. Number 3, the example of Yeshua and the first Talmudim, the first disciples, and Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul. The good news message itself, it says, is to the Jew first and also to the Gentile in Romans 1:16. It's a new covenant made with the lost sheep of the house of Israel, as it says in Matthew 10:6. Yeshua himself focused on reaching the Jewish people with his message of Geulah, redemption, and had his followers also focus all of their missionary activities on reaching the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We see that in Matthew 10:5. Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, never disavowed his Jewish ancestry and was burdened for the salvation of Israel throughout his life. And we read in Romans 9, starting in verse 1, I speak the truth in the Messiah, and I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed, that I was cut off from the Messiah for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption as sons. Theirs is the divine glory. Theirs the covenants, the receiving of the Torah, the temple worship, and all the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Messiah Yeshua, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen. Number 4, gratitude to the Jewish people. We owe the Jewish people a debt of gratitude for the blessings that we have received from them. Through Israel, the promises and all the covenants were given. And Yeshua himself was a Torah observant Jew descended from the tribe of Judah. And the Brit Chadashah, the new covenant, is a Jewish covenant made with the Jewish people. But everyone else, all the nations of the world can be made partakers of this covenant and receive salvation. But in no way does that transfer the original terms of the covenant itself. We simply cannot properly interpret the message of that Brit Chadashah, the new covenant, without appreciating its radically Jewish character and the focus. Number 5, trust in God's faithfulness. God's promise to Israel stands forever, and he will never abandon his people Israel, never. No more than he will abandon his body, the church. The gifts and the election of God are irrevocable, it says in Romans 1:29. God revealed the mystery of Israel's temporary fall to Rav Shaul in Romans 11. But this will only last until all the Gentiles, all the other nations are called by the Lord, have become partakers of the new covenant blessings. And then it says in Romans 11:26 that all Israel shall be saved. Number 6, Israel's place in prophecy. God has promised to restore national Israel in these last days, and he has. And we are contemporary witnesses to this miracle. And there are some here who are alive today who are witnesses to it. They were born prior to Israel even being a nation. Who, raise your hand here, if you were born prior to Israel becoming a nation? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're talking about 1948. Irene, raise your hand. Linda. There. What I'm saying is, here we have. In fact, if you were born prior to 1948, stand up. Stand up. Come on. Come on. Stand up, Irene. You don't want anyone to know how old you are. Each one of these people standing here are witnesses. You are contemporary witnesses to this miracle. That God took a nation that was dead and made it alive again. Can these bones live? You are witnesses to that. Thank you, Lord. The Lord decreed in Amos, in Amos 9, 14 through 15, I will bring back my exiled people Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and they will live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, declares the Lord your God. Never to be uprooted. This is the promise of God. Thank you, Lord. You saw some of the videos, the pictures. They turned the desert into a garden. God has done a miracle. And we are contemporary witnesses to those facts. The fact that Israel has been regathered to their ancient homeland after nearly 2,000 years in the diaspora is a sign and it's a wonder to the world that speaks of God's faithfulness. We are now told to comfort God's people, as Joshua read earlier in Isaiah 40, starting in verse 1 through 2, where it says, Nachamu, Nachamu ami, comfort, comfort my people. Thank you, Lord. The Lord spoke in Isaiah 49, verses 22 through 23, See, I will beckon to the other nations. I will lift up my banner to the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. This is the promise of God. Israel will also be the focal point at the return of Yeshua, since he will return there to Israel to set up his kingdom. He's not coming to Lakeland. He's not coming to New York City or LA or Chicago. He's coming to Jerusalem to set up his kingdom. All the promises made to national Israel in the Tanakh, in the scriptures, will then be literally fulfilled, again demonstrating the faithfulness of the Lord God of Israel. Thank you, Lord. And lastly, the world to come. In the Olam Haba, and the world to come, we will all serve a Jewish Lord and worship in a new Jerusalem. There are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel will be inscribed on the city gates, as it says in Revelation 21, 12. And we will enjoy communion with all the patriarchs and all the heroes of the faith spoken about in Hebrews chapter 11. We will have fellowship, communion, and relationship with all of the heroes of the faith. Can you imagine that? God is faithful to Israel. The Lord has not cast off His original covenant people Israel, and neither should we. If we indeed are those who sincerely love a Jewish Lord from the tribe of Judah, from David, who is our Messiah. God's faithfulness to national Israel is a testimony of His faithfulness to us as followers of His Son. Should God abandon Israel and the unconditional promises that He made to Israel, what makes any of us here in this room think that He will not abandon the church and all the promises that He's made to us in the new covenant if He abandons Israel? And we know He will not do that. So the promises that we have are eternal and forever. So how can we, how can we bless Israel? How can we do that? I realize, you know, the economic times are tough for many of us, but that's even more so in Israel. According to government statistics, there are 1.8 million people, one out of every five people, approximately 22% of the entire population of Israel, live below the poverty line. Hungry kids all over in the streets of Israel. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Israel, listen to this, Israel has the highest poverty rate of any developed country in the world. Israelis also, besides that, Israelis also live under the ongoing pressures of constant military threats from radical elements in neighboring countries. Constantly under threat by Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, Hamas, who are trying to do everything they can to prepare for the annihilation of the Israeli people. That's why I believe so strongly that it's now time for all Bible believing followers of the Messiah, Yeshua, to show unconditional love and unwavering support to the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. We have to. It's paradoxical that Israel features so highly in the World Happiness Report. Did you know that there is a World Happiness Report? And out of 157 countries in the latest report, Israel is considered the 11th happiest nation on the earth. The people of Israel are happy. How can that be? How can that be? Constant threat from all of their enemies all around them. Constant threat of annihilation and death, poverty and everything else. Yet as well, one of the most highly technological nations in the world, medical miracles taking place daily, discoveries. How? Because they have learned as a people to find their joy and their fulfillment in things like their children and pride at being able to work and have their own nation. That's where they find their pride and their joy. Regardless of what externally looks like poverty, internally, they are joyful that God has brought them back to the land. And we're celebrating 70 years of that. That's the miracle. And that's where they find their joy, their fulfillment, and happiness. Being able, as it said in one of the videos or song, I don't remember, that we can now have a land that's our own, that we can raise our kids in, that they will not ever experience the things that they went through and the Holocaust and all these things. There's a homeland now for the Jewish people. And this is the joy they can experience in the midst of difficult times. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we're living in a very sobering moment in history that calls us, as believers in Yeshua, to take a stand with Israel, as my brother was singing. As Americans, as Messianic Jews and Gentiles together, we must support the only democracy in the Middle East. And every Jew that's alive today is a Holocaust survivor. Because Hitler tried to destroy all the Jewish people. He didn't succeed. And all of us who are Jewish people are Holocaust survivors. We're alive today. And many are in the land of Israel today. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle. The intention of the world was to wipe out the Jewish people. The intention today by many nations is to annihilate and destroy Israel. Iran is promising every day, and I just read today in the news about it. They're threatening Israel that there's no place you can hide. There's no place you can run. We have missiles that can reach anywhere in the land. You're not safe. You can't hide. We're going to get you. We're going to destroy you. They were saying that. Just today I read that. We need to stand. Support. As Messianic Jews and Gentiles together, we need to say, Am Yisrael Chai. The nation of Israel lives forever. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we want to just thank you for the miracle, oh God. The miracle of Israel, the miracle of the Jewish people, Lord. The miracle of Messiah Yeshua, the miracle of salvation that he has given to all nations. I thank you, Lord, that you have poured out salvation on all the nations of the world.